Hi everyone, this is Matt Price, one of the hosts for the longest running Dynasty focused podcast on the planet, the DLF Dynasty Podcast. Each week we'll bring you an episode packed with relevant and actionable Dynasty information that you can use to help win your league. When I'm in the host chair, we might even play a game or two. We are always open to topic suggestions, so if there's something you'd like to hear us discuss, please let us know. Thanks for listening.
Let the games begin!
Passed out, all my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. I am your host once again, Rocky Petrella at Dynasty FF Addict, for the third episode on a row, which I think pretty much solidifies that I've now taken over this podcast as host, or maybe just that Russ and Matt and John are lazy and I got nothing better to do, but I'm going to go with the first thing. But I think we have a pretty good show for you tonight. We got a great panel of contestants here. Two other Eagles fans besides myself.
Boo.
Boo your face, you idiots.
And one stupid Giants fan.
And one stupid Giants. So we'll get right into the stupid Giants fan. Jay, yeah. at G-Man Jay, how's it going?
Going good, going good. You know, I think this is what, the third or fourth different show that we've done together in some form or fashion.
Yep.
So doing good tonight. I'm excited. This is gonna be a lot of fun. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I wonder if Jay has a little bit of a little advantage here. I know you do a lot of stuff with the Front Yard Fantasy guys. So
yep, my official title over there is Director of Stuff/Things. So I do a lot of the stuff in the background. But yeah, you know, hop on with them and play the games and watch the show. So maybe I will have a little bit of an advantage here.
That sounds very official. So, but you're definitely, set up to look bad here if you don't win, Jay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, you got Dan on the show, so I should be fine.
And that's who I was going to next. We got two co-hosts on the show tonight. Dan Turner, Eagle Dan, FF. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to, you know, play the game with some fellow Eagles fans and, of course, Jay.
And then finally, we'll get to that other Eagles fan, Sam Wagman. Sam, what's going on?
I'm good, Rocky. You know, it's the first show that we've been on together since I was on Trade Addicts last month, I think, back in March. I was my first guest actually ever. And nice. So I'm sure Russ is still upset at me from that show, but I'm happy to be here. And it's the first show I've gotten to do with Dan and Jay, nice. Who are my former co-workers at 14P. So I'm happy. Yep. And this is going to be a nice intro for my next week's show with FPO podcast and another game show. So
yeah,
I'm happy.
Game shows seem to be popping up all over the place now.
Yeah, popular now.
Got to have more than just a basic football show. You got to add some fun components to it.
100%. Yeah, as far as I know, I think this was kind of the OG one. They've been doing this.
That's
for
the
like
first
three
one
years.
That I've heard of.
Yeah,
yeah, 100%.
But yeah, I love it. And like I said, I think I figured that was
you were just on FYF right yesterday,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was on there on Tuesday. They're great at what they're doing over there. So go check them out as well. But we're going to get into the games. I was originally thinking I would let the one non-Eagles fan pick the first game, but screw that. We don't want to give a Giants fan.
He does what we tell him to do.
I love it. I love it.
I'm going to be sweeter when I win. I'm going
to
let Sam as the one guy who doesn't have a co-host on here pick. So we have three games. My previous guest hosting stints, I kind of tried to come up with something different, but I went with just three kind of fairly classic games for the show. One is the name game. We almost always have a name game. One is called Co-Stars. I don't know if any of you three are familiar with that, but you'll find out about it if you pick it. And then one is Fantasy Family Feud. So, Sam, you can have your pick first. Which game do you want to start with?
I'll do Co-Stars since none of us seem to know what it is. So
it's funner that way.
This is actually like probably the simplest to explain of the three games. So I'm glad you went with that one first.
I will say, Rocky, I you said that people have a hard time explaining the name game. You do a very good job at explaining the name game. I want to give you credit there.
So I appreciate that. I'm going to attempt to do it again when we get to it. Sounds like you guys probably know how to play it, but my last episode, we had all hosts, and we just kind of skipped the explanation entirely. But
I was like, he said, you know, listen, if you haven't heard the name game, it's like, well, you just skipped the one I listened to.
I know.
but it figured it out.
But Co-Stars is very simple to explain. There are going to be, I got three different teams here. And what we're going to do, we're going to start, since you picked the game, we're going to start with you this round, this first round, Sam. I'm going to give you a team, and we're going to go round robin. We're going to go clockwise on my screen. So it's going to go Sam, Jay, Dan for the first one. And all you got to do is start each person is going to name one player from that team. And we're just going to keep going around. You get two strikes. So you get one wrong, you still get to stay in. And then you get another one wrong, or you just don't know anybody, you're out. So, and you just each round, whoever's the one left at the end is going to get the point for that round. There's 3 points. And I just realized I did not set up a fourth team. So you guys better not go 1-1-1.
That's exactly what's going to happen now.
It is. And I can pull up the site that I get this from if that happens, so we can break the tie. So
only current players though, right?
Yeah, current players, fantasy relevant positions. Not necessarily doesn't have to be a fantasy relevant player, so to speak, but fantasy relevant positions. So QB, wide receiver, tight end.
And, so no long snappers.
No long snappers. Hunters, no offensive linemen.
What about kickers?
Kickers are not fantasy relevant. Sorry, Linda.
You're just trying to make enemies. That's what you're trying to do.
Yeah, Jay's just trying to choose violence.
I am boldly team ban kickers, so I will. I gotta declare my allegiances.
Plus, he's the Giants fan here, so he's got to play the villain.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like they ever have good kickers. So
this is true. So Sam, the first team we have is the Buffalo Bills.
Josh Allen.
Devin Singletary.
Yep. Dan.
Zach Moss.
Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Good one.
Gabriel Davis.
Cole Beasley.
Oh, what's the tight end's name? Bass? Is that his name? Not Bass. No, Knox, right? I can't think
of it. Is that your answer?
Yes, Knox.
Yes, Dawson Knox is a player on the Bills.
Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one, Dan.
Isaiah McKenzie.
That is a good one.
That is correct. I think I'm about to get a strike because I'm drawing a blank. Well, Bass. Well, that would be pretty messed up if I said Bass. I'm gonna have to do it. I'm gonna take Bass, the kicker.
No, kickers don't count.
Oh, I thought you said okay.
It's your own rule. You just said kickers.
I know.
I'm team no that's kickers fun. And you blah blah.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Dan, that's to you then.
Oh, Matt Breida.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Nice play.
Who's the backup tight end?
Yeah, it's already starting to get a light on names I think you would recognize. It's getting tougher.
Kenzie, no. Who goes on the field? Tyler Croft?
He is no longer with the Bills, Sam. Oh! So, Jay, we're to you with one strike.
It's probably about to be two strikes.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I think some of the other two teams I have here, you might be able to get a few more than you guys got so far here. But you got the main guys, and then it gets a lot tougher.
I'm going to have to take a strike. I can't think of anybody.
Okay, Dan, you got anybody?
Jake Fromm.
Very good.
Nice job, Dan.
Sam, you got anyone?
Can I phone Victoria?
I'll be honest with you. I'm looking. I only see about two or three names I think you guys might even recognize. Yeah, I pulled these from Our Lads. by the way, which has depth charts for all the teams. It says they were updated 5-4. For the next two teams, there's one guy that is actually, I don't think, has been cut from the team since 5-4. There's one that's been added to one of the teams since 5-4. I'm going to count both of those guys if you end up saying them. So I'm just letting you guys know now. And I'm sort of stalling for Sam a little bit. So, Sam, do you have anybody in mind?
I'm trying to think who's the last wide receiver that's relevant on this team. And it's in the tip of my head, but
he plays for Oakland now. Or excuse me, Las Vegas now. So,
well, no, it's not him. I'll take a strike.
Yeah, it's really rough, and I think that's two for you. Yeah, correct? Yeah. So Dan gets that round.
Who were the other three?
Did you know
here?
Anybody else?
I was going to guess one or two more people, but no, not certain. No, not really.
I'm just curious if you would have guessed in case. I'm just curious if they're right or not.
I think it's like a rookie. I don't know his first name. I think it's like Stevenson.
Yep, you would have gotten it. Marcus.
Was another one Isaiah Ford?
Ford there something? Is an Isaiah, but not Ford.
Yeah.
I took Isaiah McKenzie.
Yeah, there's another Isaiah.
Oh.
Thomas?
Isaiah Hodgins.
Ah! Yeah, that makes sense.
And the only other names I think you guys might have known that you probably didn't even know where they were on the Bills is Jacob Hollister.
Oh,
I didn't know he was on the Bills.
Went to the Bills?
I thought he was still in Seattle, right?
I knew he wasn't on Seattle. I just didn't know where he went. I was trying to figure Seattle. The backup tight end wasn't.
Another backup tight end that I think might have caught a touchdown or two last year was Tommy Sweeney.
Who?
Yeah, no idea who
that is. Well, that's not the other name I thought. You know, the other name was Jake Kumerow is now on the Bills, but I'm sure nobody had any idea.
Wow, I had no idea either.
Didn't he have like two good games with the Packers and that was it or something?
I actually, you know what, now that you say that, I did see it because there was this whole thing about that was one of the final straws for Rodgers, the Packers, that he talked up Kumerow. And then like in that same story, it was, and Kumerow was just signed by the Bills. So I would not have thought of
afterthoughts.
Yeah.
I mean, this says everybody. So there's like another 10 guys, but I don't think you would have heard of a single one of them.
Yeah.
So Dan gets the point for that one.
Jay finishes last. All is well with the world.
Hey, if you're not first, you're last. So are you, buddy.
So, Jay, the team we're going to start for you is the Denver Broncos.
And I was about to go defense. Drew Lock for now.
Yep, of course.
Javonte Williams.
Melvin Gordon.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Cortland Sutton.
Why am I blanking? It's not good. Why am I blanking? KJ Hamler.
Yeah.
Did somebody say Jerry Jeudy?
No.
You did.
Yeah,
you just did. Tim Patrick.
Yes.
Seth Williams.
Is he still on there? I thought he was
free. He is.
That was someone else who was cut.
To our lads, he is.
Stop trying to take my points away, Jay.
I'm just hey. I'm who just did you say, Sam?
I said Seth Williams.
Yes.
Yeah, someone else was cut today.
And I am counting him.
Oh, he counts? Okay.
I'm counting him just because, it just happened today. I don't know if everybody saw that news. Yeah.
Okay.
Noah Fant.
Yes. And when I made this list, he hadn't been cut, so he's on there. So Noah Fant, of course, is correct.
Albert. Oh, the tight end. I don't know how to say his last name.
Yeah, I'll take Albert O.
Yep. I'm glad that's it. I'm
good with last names and all, but I don't have the mental capacity right now to say that.
I'm sorry, Sam. I didn't hear you.
Mike Boone.
Yes, Mike Boone. So now Jay.
Mike Boone was the one that I was going to come with. Mike Boone and Albert O with the other two that I...
There are, like I said, I think there are a couple names you should recognize and probably be able to get on here.
Anybody say Cortland Sutton yet?
I did.
Yes. Pretty much all the main names have been said. Sutton, Jeudy, Patrick Hamler, Gordon, Javonte, Lock, Bridgewater.
Oh, well, you said you're going to count it, so I'll take it. Deshaun Hamilton.
Yes.
Screw you.
That was the guy that was cut today. So, Dan.
Royce Freeman. Number.
Good one. Yes.
I know, because I had him on Dynasty. I mean, my Dynasty roster for far too long.
I still have him on a couple rosters.
Yeah, no, I'm done with him.
There's definitely at least two more names I think you guys will recognize.
Sutton,
at least.
Hamler, Hamilton. I just looked at a death chart 10 minutes before the show started. Locke, Bridgewater. There has to be a third QB somewhere.
Aaron Rodgers.
Who the hell did they sign as a tight end to replace Heuerman? I'll take a strike.
Okay, it's one strike for Sam. Jay, you got anybody?
Is Jeff Driscoll still on the team?
Dump truck
he
Driscoll?
Is not. Okay. That's one strike for each of you.
Shout out to Linda for letting me think of that one.
She'll appreciate it.
Dan, you got anyone?
The fantasy cheat code from last year, Kendall Hinton.
I was waiting for one of you to come up with that. Dan is good at this game.
Is he still?
Yep, he's still on the roster. So Dan's no gonna strikes. Win this. Yeah, I think yeah, and I'll be very grateful if he does win this one because then I don't have to worry about a tie. and we'll play the last one just for fun, even if Dan wins. But Sam, do you have anybody?
I'm thinking it's not going well.
I just realized I don't need my glasses.
Nope. Is that like a miracle and you can all of a sudden see that then? Like,
no, I can't.
Need my glasses.
My eyes were just bothering me.
I got nothing.
Okay, strike number two for Sam. Jay, last chance.
Ripien?
Yes.
Hey-o! He's still on the team.
Somebody was going to get that one.
I was,
so yeah, now that's Dan, and now it's really getting tough.
I just thought of one person. It really makes me wish I had my.
Yeah, we named like 15 guys, so we're deep in there.
I got nothing.
Okay, so that's a strike. But unless Jay can come up with someone, it doesn't matter. And honestly, Jay, I'll be very impressed if you come up with someone because I don't think I would be able to name
who the last guy is. I know who the last guy is, and it pisses me off that I didn't get it.
I'll be impressed if any of you have anybody else besides
we said Hamler already, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Rippin was the last one. I thought, yeah, you guys, one of you may be able to come up with that one. I'll be, like I said, I'll be impressed if you come up with another.
I got nothing.
I'm just curious, Dan. You got anything?
No.
I figured as much. So Dan gets the win for that one because Jay got the strike for not having one. Did you have one, Sam? Did you have another one?
Yeah, I did. It's Tyree Cleveland.
Yes. Tyree Cleveland would have been.
I can't believe I didn't think of it. Gators.
Tyree Cleveland.
Sixth round, seventh round, something like that last year.
Yeah.
Also, I just pulled up the death chart, Deontay Spencer.
Hey, you're not supposed to be pulling up death charts.
I did it at the end. I did it at the end.
No computer, Sam. No other windows open besides the StreamYard. Anyway, yeah, the only other names I thought you would even recognize on here, Troy Fumagalli was the third string tight end. I just recognized that name from MFL, and I remember Demaria Crockett being a thing with Houston a couple years back. That's the only other name I even like.
No clue he was on Denver though.
Yeah, I didn't either. Okay, so Dan. Is up 2-0. We only have three rounds, so Dan wins the game. He's up 1-0 in games for the night.
The look of just like stone cold assassin right now.
I know he's just playing it totally cool. But like I said, we'll play the last one just for fun. So Dan, you're going to start on this one, and it is the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
What's his name? James Robinson.
Of course, if it's the Jacksonville Jaguars, I would have to say LaVisca Chenault.
Of course, you would have to be the one to mention him.
I'm so shocked that you said LaVisca Chenault.
Everybody is.
I am just. My turn again?
Yeah, it is your turn, Dan.
Gardner Minshew.
Yes.
Travis Etienne.
There he is.
Yep.
Tim Tebow.
Yeah, that's the other guy I was talking about that got added since this depth chart. Yes, I included him. Tim Tebow. Oh, Dan.
DJ Chark.
Marvin Jones.
What's that other wide receiver's name? I can't think of it. Is it what's the guy's name?
I feel like they all got cut last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we pretty
Colin much Johnson. Is that his name?
Yes. I was going to say, we pretty much run through the main starters, but there's definitely still some recognizable names. So that's to you, Dan.
Carlos Hyde.
Yes.
I'm going to take a strike while I think.
Okay. Jay.
Is Tyler Eifert still on the team?
He is not. He is not, apparently. So strike each. Again, Dan, strikeless.
He was on the team though last year, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. All year, yep. Yeah, anyone, Dan?
Philip Dorsett.
Wow, I did not expect you guys to get that.
Why do you know that?
I was going to mention him as a recognizable name, but not one that you would think was on the Jaguars. I don't know how he – I had no idea until I did this that he was on the Jaguars.
I know that only because I had so many shares of Colin Johnson. So when they signed people, I was like, okay, well, he's not going to be a thing anymore.
I also have so many shares of Colin Johnson. That again, why do you know that?
I don't know.
I'm bravo, sorry. Dan.
It's just like Dan's like Dan's co-stars Rain Man or something.
Is there a fourth running back that I can even think of?
Man, speaking of which, a while back, Sigmund Bloom was on this, and he just killed this game. He knew like every single guy on every depth chart everywhere.
That makes complete sense.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm studying mine after this show.
So we're back to Sam, yeah.
I'll take it out here.
I think you're gonna kick yourself when you hear there's a few names I think you'll think you should have gotten, but you took the strike, so it's over. Jay.
I don't know if he's still on the team or not, but Ozigbo?
Yep. That was one I thought you might have thought you should have gotten.
Oh, why am I – I'm just not even thinking.
It's tough when you're on the clock like that, basically. Yeah. So, Dan, you got anybody?
This is – and the only reason I know this is because
– just say it. We don't want to hear the explanation.
Say it's a good story. Let me tell my story. God.
Tell a story. We want to have some fun.
So I was on FYF a couple of weeks ago, and Josh and I were talking about, you know, really weird names, and he wanted to know the wide receiver from Illinois' name. So it's Josh Imator Bebe.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you got that.
Yep, and I give him credit because when we had Jake Seeley on our show, he couldn't pronounce it, and Dan just right off the top of his head, he nailed it.
I wasn't even sure how to pronounce that, so bravo.
That's the only reason.
We don't even know if that's actually the right guy, but it's close enough, we're just going to go with it.
He is on the roster.
I wanted him on the Eagles so bad, just so I could say his name, but the Jags signed him.
This is another guy, I don't know if he's still on the team or not, but Chris Thompson.
He's not, Jay.
Sorry,
Dan does the clean sweep. Dan, did you have any more? I'm just out of curiosity.
Is Armstead still there?
Yeah, I was going to say Reichwell Armstead. The two running backs' names popped into my head as soon as he said Ozigbo.
There's two other names here I think you guys should have been able to get.
Is Chris Conley still on the team?
He is not. Okay. He's with somebody, but he's not with
Jack. Keelan Cole is gone.
Yeah, he's on the Jets. That I know. I'll just give you the other two names so we can go on the other game. The other two that I thought you guys might get was Dari Ogunbowale. Who is still on the team
from the Bucks? That guy.
Yeah, he was there all last year.
He was there last year. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And well, two more: Jake Luton, who started games last year.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Quarterback.
I was trying to think who started some games, and I couldn't.
And I didn't know if you guys would remember.
Didn't the draft start to?
How much brain power do you set aside for the Jags? Let's be honest here.
Yeah, you really don't. That's why Rocky chose this. He knew it would be a pain.
And I don't know if you guys knew we signed here, but C.J. Beathard is also on the
I did not know that.
I don't even know who's in the league. Honestly.
The only other name I sort of recognized, because he was halfway decent for like two games, was James O'Shaughnessy, their tight end. Mm. It was like in deep dynasty leagues was a popular waiver wire pickup at one point, I think. Okay, but Dan gets the game. He's up 1-0 in games.
Well done, Dan. I give you credit. You did a very good job. Done.
We'll see if he's as good as the other games, or if he's just a savant in this one game or not. But
hopefully that's the case.
Probably. So, for our sakes.
Since Dan won that one, I'll let him pick the next game. So does he want to go name game or Family Feud?
Family Feud.
Okay, Family Feud. This one is, like the name game, is going to take me a lot of words to explain, but it's really not that difficult to play. It basically works similar to regular Family Feud. I had 5 draft-related questions that I put in a Google form and gave to a bunch of people. I got about 60 responses. And for each question, I'll first tell you how many answers on the board and how many points are available. It's not ever going to be a full 60 because I eliminated for all of them, I eliminated the one response answers. Some of them I eliminated more just to cut down the choices because you're going to see there's a lot of potential answers here. So I had to cut some out. So I'll tell you how many points are available. When I give you the question, you buzz in using your name to kind of go around and see who gets control of the board. I'm gonna need to at least have 2 of you, quote unquote, buzz in with your name, because what we're gonna do is the first person to buzz in will give an answer. If it's the top answer on the board, then you get to decide if you want to pass or play. If it's not, then we'll move to the second person. If they don't give the top answer, we'll move to the third person. Whoever got the one with the most points will start. And the first person who does start and decides to play, or if they pass it, whoever plays first, the first person gets 3 strikes to try, and they get to keep guessing until they get 3 strikes. If you run the board, you get all the available points that I mentioned at the beginning. If you don't run the board, we move to the second person. They will also get 3 strikes. And you just got to get as many as you can until you get all the board or you get them all wrong. So, and then if you don't, if that person doesn't run the rest of the board, we move on to the last person. They get 1 strike. If you get one, you get all the available points that are up there. If you get it wrong, it'll go to the last person who got it right. So if the second person got one right, but then got 3 wrong, or if the first person is the only person that got one right, they get the points. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Sort of like Family Feud, but basically we're accounting for having 3 people, basically.
Fair enough.
And the other one thing I did want to mention, because sometimes they do it this way on the show, but unlike Family Feud, I'm not going to do double or triple rounds because that basically just ends up meaning the person who wins the last round ends up winning the whole thing, just like on Family
Feud. Makes sense.
So it's just going to accumulate points, and I'll give you guys after each question an idea of, you know, I'll tell you where the points are. Cool. So, okay, so the first question I asked, and again, just put this down in Google form. I asked them exactly like I asked you. I'm going to ask you guys. And just to give you a frame of reference, I did not specify Superflex, but almost all my leagues are Superflex that I'm in as Superflex tight end premium. So that's, and I just put this in most of my group chat. So that's kind of where the perspective is coming from. So I'm pretty sure most people were thinking that way. It's not super relevant, but there's definitely, you know, quarterbacks and tight ends that will come up in some of these questions. So the first question was just, who is your rookie sleeper this year in rookie drafts? And top 10 answers on the board. There's actually only 35 total points available because, and you guys can buzz in at any time, by the way.
Jay.
Okay.
Do you need to let somebody else buzz in, you said, or?
Yeah, someone else has to go so we know who's second.
What was the question again?
Who is your rookie sleeper this year? That was how I phrased the question.
Sam.
Okay. So we'll go Jay, Sam, Dan. And again, there's only 35 points available because the answers were real. I maybe should have asked more narrowly focused questions because a lot of these have top 8, 9, 10 answers. But because there were so many spread out, I had to cut a bunch of guys off. So there's 10 answers on the board. So you got a decent chance of getting one of them. So Jay, who's your answer?
St. Brown.
St. Brown is on the board. He's worth 5 points. 5 people sent him.
Elijah Moore.
Is also on there, but is not over St. Brown, 4 points. So that counts as points on the board, but Jay still got control unless Dan. Neither one of these is the top answer. So unless Dan says somebody with more points.
Trey Sermon. Sermon.
Trey Sermon also on there, but not above St. Brown. So we have three answers on the board. Jay, you can decide to pass or play. St. Brown with 5 was the highest one. Then Moore, and then Sermon. Right, those were the three answers.
I'll play.
Okay.
I will go Kenneth Gainwell.
Gainwell. He is not one of the top 10 answers. He was mentioned in the survey, but not one of the top 10 answers.
Okay.
So that's strike one, or as Les, Russ likes to do.
There we go.
So every wrong answer.
It wouldn't be family or, excuse me, fantasy.
Yeah, I feel I need to do that. So every wrong answer, that's what I'm going to do.
That's fine. That's not a problem at all. Terrace Marshall.
Terrace Marshall is not on there.
I guess I gotta think more sleeper ish. Javian Hawkins.
He is on there. 3 points.
Well done.
So you still got one strike left to go. There's still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers on the board.
Seth Williams.
That is a good guess, but So, Sam, I believe you buzzed in second, correct?
He did. Mm-hmm. Yep. He did.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll go to you. We go to you next then. So
I'm going to go Rondale Moore.
Rondale is not on there.
Okay. Kadarius Toney.
Darius Toney was named, but not top 10. So was Rondale, by the way. Again, the answers were extremely spit out. I must have gotten at least 20 some different names, but I just put the top 10 on here.
Hmm.
Basically, everyone who had 3 or more responses is who got on here.
I'm going to go Tylan Wallace.
No, sorry.
Tough crowd.
Yeah. So, Dan, can you get one? You got one chance to get one name.
Michael Carter.
Or the points go to Jay, and Dan just did it.
Of course he did.
Dan is looking good so far.
I thought when guys like Rondale and Marshall weren't on there that high, that Carter would kind of just be
all the hate Michael Carter's getting now. I didn't think he'd be named as a sleeper, but I guess.
Okay. I would have thought Moore would have been on there over Carter, but
so you guys got 7 of the guesses you got totaled up to 17 points out of 35. The guys you did not get, Davis Mills was the top guy with 7 responses.
That's terrible.
Wow. Yeah. Nico Collins at 5. So people really like the Texans for sleeper potential, apparently.
Nico Collins. That's your boy. Wow.
Right? I know. I'm ashamed I didn't think of him. I love Nico Collins.
God bless them for thinking the Texans have sleeper potential.
I know. This one, I think, is a pretty popular one. Elijah Mitchell had 4.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Des Fitzpatrick with 3. Mm. And Dyami Brown with 3.
I was going to guess
Brown's a good one next.
Yeah. Okay, so the next question is that the top 8 answers are on the board. 48 total points available this time, so it wasn't quite as spread out. And the question is, which non-rookie benefited most from what happened in the draft? I'm just buzzing with your name when you have an answer.
Jay.
Dan.
Okay, so we'll go Jay, Dan, Sam. So, Jay, what's your guess?
I'll probably butcher the name, but Ferkser from Tennessee.
He is not on there. So, Dan, what's
Miles
your guess?
Gaskin.
Gaskin is the number one answer on the board. 21 people said Gaskin.
Wow. Did you have to ask Dan to be on the show?
I know. I didn't know Dan was a game show savant. But apparently he is. So, Dan, goes to you now. So, do you want to pass or play?
I'll pass.
Okay, and we will when you pass, it goes to the person who came after you, so it'll go to Sam. If it was the last person, it would have gone to the first person. So, Sam.
I'm choosing between 2 people who I believe are both on the board, but I'm going to go Mike Davis.
And sorry, toggling between spreadsheet pages. Mike Davis, yes, 7 points.
I'll throw Jalen Hurts too.
Yes, three. Even if you don't run the board, getting as many as possible always helps. Keeps more guesses away from the other guys.
Daniel Jones.
For an Eagles fan, you sure do like to talk about the Giants.
Well, don't turn me into one of those people. I'll pass for now.
No, once it's passed you, you're going to keep going until you get three strikes. Yeah, okay. So you just keep guessing. And again, you can interpret this any way you want. I can tell you people interpret it in different ways, definitely.
I can only imagine.
AJ Brown?
Wow, that's surprising. I had that one on
that, that is a good guess, though. It is.
That is a good guess.
The lack of receivers draft, yeah. And Ferkser, for the same reason, was a decent guess, yeah. And yeah, they're not. Neither of them surprised. Neither of them was even in the list of guys that I had to cut off to, you know, get to. A certain point. Yeah. This one I cut off all the twos and the ones. So you got one more strike, Sam.
I'm gonna go Michael Thomas, even though I'm not sure. Yeah.
So, Jay, we will go to you. You get three strikes. You got still one, two, three, four, five answers on the board. So far, there's 31 points up there.
Lamar Jackson.
Yes, three.
I don't want to take too much time going through the entire NFL.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes, also three.
Allen Robinson.
Allen Robinson is an but he was one of the people that I had.
That's crazy.
I got one response, so yeah. He was mentioned, but not one of the top eight.
TJ Hockenson.
I'm starting to get sick of doing that, so I might start just saying
wrong.
It's gotta hurt. What
I have vocals.
I have two, right?
Two strikes.
You have two strikes, so you have one more to go, and then it goes to Dan if he can get one.
Two more names written down.
Yeah.
Pick one.
That would be the way to go.
Captain Obvious. I got to decide which one I want to go with.
We're just sitting mute.
Dan just sits there quietly, lying in wait.
I think he's Googling the answers. Is what he's
ready
doing.
To strike.
I'll keep my hands up this time.
It's tough to Google this one. You could have Googled the depth charts, but tough to Google people's responses. Unless you can hack my phone and get access to the Google form. I don't
know. That would be something.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan.
You say Matt Ryan? Yes, four people said Matt Ryan.
Wow, I was going to say that, but just...
So there are now six answers on the board, two left. Like I said, always good to just keep knocking them off. Makes it harder for the next person.
Kyler Murray.
I'm sorry, I think there's three left. One, two, three, four, five, six, one, two. Oh, no, two left. Kyler Murray, no. Wrong. I'm not doing the ants anymore.
I look forward to it.
I'll keep doing them. I'll keep doing them. Okay, just for you, Jay.
Thank you, Rocky.
And there are two more answers on the board.
Dan's going to get it.
Drew Lock.
He did.
Oh, Jesus.
Drew Lock is correct. He got 4 points. Oh, man.
I have my hands up the entire time.
Dan, I know you wouldn't cheat. I know this.
So that was, seven of the eight answers were named. So that comes to, let me just make sure. Yeah, 45 points that Dan gets for that one. The only one you guys did not get was Joe Burrow, who had three.
I was thinking Darnold maybe too. But.
So let me just
stick. Dan, you're a lot of things, but I know you're not a cheater.
There are still definitely enough points that one of you could come back. So, but you got to stop Dan here. My gosh, guys, it's starting to get a little embarrassing.
It is,
yeah.
Because I'll never hear the end of it.
Well, at least an Eagles fan will win.
That's the positive there. So Dan
there
has
is 60, a positive.
62.
It's not
going to
happen much in the regular season. So enjoy it now.
Pot calling the kettle black a little bit.
Hey, I didn't say anything. Apples and oranges, my friend.
So Dan has 62 points after two rounds. There's, like I said, five questions altogether. So the next question, top nine answers on the board, 47 total points available. Which non-rookie was hurt the most by what happened in the draft besides James Robinson?
Jay.
Need one of the other ones to chime in before I start. Jay, I think, has done first every time so far.
Sam.
Okay, so we'll go Jay, Sam, Dan. Jay?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
God damn you.
Was that your guess?
Yes.
Jimmy Garoppolo is on there. Six people said Jimmy Garoppolo. So, Sam, do you have it? Can you come up with another one?
Yeah. Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton. Also six. If Dan does not beat that, it still goes to Jay to pass or play because he buzzed him first.
And how many total answers was there on this one?
Nine. Two of which are now off the board.
Miles so Sanders. Dan,
Sanders was named but not top nine.
Okay.
So, Jay, you passing or playing?
I'm going to pass.
Okay, that means
strategery.
That means, again, Sam starts because he was the second one. So, Sam, you got three strikes here. You got some? You got any guesses?
Non-rookies that were hurt.
And, again, this is the question specifically said besides James Robinson because I figured he would get, like, 50 of the 60 responses. So
Melvin Gordon.
Number one answer on the board with 11.
T. Higgins.
Number two answer with seven.
Cam Newton.
4 points for Cam.
He's on fire.
I know. He's doing well this time.
I'm going down the first rounds here.
Okay. That's smart. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
God. Benny Snell.
I was gonna be really mad if Benny Snell was one of these answers.
Let me see. Was he even? Nah, he wasn't even on the guys not included on here. But yeah, we have five answers named so far, four left. And let me see. There are 34 points currently up there.
Jameson Crowder. Yeah, too obscure. Too obscure.
Yeah, not horrible, but yeah, definitely they drafted
Christian Kirk.
Kirk was named, but not in the top nine. So
wow.
So Dan, that goes to you.
How many answers are left?
There are four answers left. You get three strikes, and then we go to Jay, unless you run the board.
I'm not gonna.
I don't know the way you've been playing it. Might be running the board.
I'm not gonna run the board. Sterling Shepard. Yeah.
We already knew Sterling Shepard was garbage, so it didn't really make a difference.
Most of us did, anyway. oh, God. LaMichael Perrine.
Perrine.
Whatever.
Though he was one of the ones named, just not in the top nine.
Too obscure.
Yeah. It's tough.
Good guess, though.
Yeah.
Thanks.
One more strike, and then we go to Jay.
Jalen Reagor.
Jalen Reagor, 4 points.
That's one I had written down.
I mean, I get it, but this is going to help him.
Not from a fantasy perspective if he was the only guy that was there.
That's fair.
I know, though, my co-host actually does think that as well. He thinks he's not really a number one anyway, so it's going to help.
Yeah, I didn't think he was either.
Yeah.
Will Fuller.
So, Jay, 38 points on the board since Dan did get one. If you don't get this right, the points go to Dan yet again. If you can get one of the three guys still on the board, the points go to you.
And the question was, who was most hurt by the draft, correct? Yes. Non-rookies.
Which non-rookie was hurt the most by what happened in the draft besides James Robinson?
I got a couple of names written down. I know we mentioned his teammate, but I'm going to go with Tyler Boyd.
And you would be correct.
Wow, that was not what I was going to guess.
5 points for Tyler Boyd.
So there's a couple more on the board, right?
Yeah, but I think we're doing this the way Family Feud works. You don't get the chance.
I was just gonna see if I could just.
Oh,
just,
sure, yeah. sure, just for fun,
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. What were? How many more were left?
2 left.
Tannehill.
Nope.
Mims.
I'm definitely not doing the noise when it doesn't count. Nope.
And Marquise Brown.
Yes, he was one of them.
Mark Andrews.
Marquise Brown had 4. Mark Andrews was not on there. No. Though there is another tight end is the last one.
Hayden Hurst.
Yes.
I can't believe Robbie Anderson didn't make it.
I wanted to say this but I couldn't because you guys were playing. But Sam's strategy was pretty damn good because when he finished up, yeah, he skipped Rager and Hurst and Hollywood, who were all also hurt by first round picks.
Mm-hmm. That
was a very good strategy.
I also didn't. First of all, I forgot that Baltimore took a wide receiver in the first round because I just can't think. Second of all, I passed over Philly because I didn't think Rager was hurt that much by Devontae Smith. And third, I was gonna go Robbie Anderson and kind of surprised that he wasn't in there too.
Yeah, he wasn't. Oh, he was actually one of the ones that got 1.
Okay,
he wasn't on the main list. Okay, we got 2 more questions. Jay picked up 43 points that time, so it's 62 to Dan, 43 Jay.
Coming for you, Dan.
Still looking to get on the board. Mm-hmm. And
I'm showing you some mercy.
And I did this in increasing order, so there's definitely still plenty of points available. So top 9 answers on the board, 54 total points available for this one. What rookie's stock fell the most post-draft?
Sam.
Jay.
Okay, Sam, Jay, Dan. Sam, what do you got?
Seth Williams.
Seth Williams is on there with 4. So that goes to Jay now to see if he can beat that.
Brevin Jordan.
Jordan is on there, but only with 2, so it's still Sam's to pass or play unless Dan can beat 4 points.
Who did Sam say? Seth Williams?
Seth mm-hmm. Williams, yep.
Chuba Hubbard.
He surprisingly only got 1 response, and this was not part of the top 9. So,
okay.
So we start with Sam. Sam yet again.
Kenneth Gainwell.
I'm sorry, unless you don't want to start.
I'll start.
Pass or play. Okay, so you're going to play.
Gainwell,
number 2 answer with 13. I like this too. One person in their response put, Kenneth did not gain well. So Gainwell with 13. So 3 have been named, 6 still left. Number 1 answer is still up there.
Is it still me?
Yeah, you keep going until you get 3
strikes. Tyler Moss.
Tyler Wallace had 8.
That's 4 that have come off the board, correct?
Correct. Gainwell, Wallace, Seth Williams, and Brevin Jordan.
I'm going to go Bateman.
Bateman, number 1 answer, 17.
Still going down the board here.
And you still have no strikes.
Amon-Ra.
That is it.
Okay.
I think that the draft capital was kind of offset by going to Detroit, so in people's minds, where he has a lot of opportunity. 3 answers still left. I'm sorry, 4 answers still left.
Whose stock fell the most? Mac Jones?
That's 2 strikes. You got 1 more.
I had that on my list to guess, so that's not a bad guess.
Yeah, I don't think it is a bad guess either.
Kellen Mond.
Really?
So I believe we go to Jay. If I remember correctly. Jay, 4 answers still on the board.
So I got the top 3 there.
Yeah, there's now 44 points on the board. You or Sam can get this one. It's anybody's game with the last question. And this is what I was talking about earlier. I make games that are way too long because we're going to go well over an hour. So
that's fine. No worries here. This one hurts my heart to say, but Kadarius Toney. All right. I figured going to the clapper would bring his value down. But Terrace Marshall.
Wow, I would have guessed that.
Yeah, that is a very good guess. I'm surprised he's not even in the others. Like, I'm shocked by that, because a lot of people had him pretty highly before he got drafted in the late second.
Javonte Williams.
He actually was mentioned, but only once. So Dan, you got one strike.
Maybe splitting names with Gordon might hurt his value.
Yeah, somebody thought so, but only one somebody.
Dan's about to win the game here. I know.
Oh no, I'm not. Des Fitzpatrick.
So Sam gets on the board with 44 points there.
Was the mystery guy Trey Sermon? Because that would have been my guess there.
No, he is not on here. Wow. I will give you the answers in a second. I just want to plug your points into my spreadsheet, Sam.
Okay, we're finally getting something.
Yeah,
you're actually feels now good, doesn't?
You're now in second with that. Dan is 62. You have 44. Jay has 43. And as you'll see, there are enough points that basically whoever wins this last game is winning the whole thing anyway. So, last round, I should say. The other four, if you were curious, Jamar Jefferson with 4. And two of these I thought were very bizarre. One of them is this. Rondale Moore with 2. I didn't really think his
I had Rondale was written down.
Tamorian Terry with 2. That one made sense to me. And this one, I guess, makes some sense to me, but I don't think he's been knocked down that much. ATN with 2.
It makes more sense than you think.
Oh, I get it. I am down. Yeah. I wasn't high on ATN pre-draft, and I'm more down on him having to deal with James Robinson. So I get it. I was just surprised because I feel like most people still have him really, really high.
I think it's more James Robinson has to deal with ETN, but that's another story for another day.
I am on the other side of that, Jay. James Robinson is a very good player. But the last one, top 10 answers on the board, 58 points available. So whoever gets this will win. What rookie stock rose the most post-draft?
Jay.
Sam.
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance, number 2 answer with 9. So, Sam, that means you get a chance to top it because there is one possible answer.
Devonta Smith.
No. Actually isn't even in the top 10. Sorry. Wow. So Dan, you get one chance as well. When then Jay gets decide to pass or play.
Kyle Pitts.
Unless you get it. Kyle Pitts is on there, but only with 3. So Jay's choice to pass or play.
You said there's 10 total answers?
10 total answers. Again, remember, it's not like you have to run the board to if you decide to play to actually end up winning the points. So,
can a player be both on the falling list and the rising list?
Yes, I believe that actually did happen.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it happened. I'm not going to tell you for sure if it happened in the top, 9, 10 that are on there, but I can guarantee you in terms of the responses it happened.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with some strategery here again and pass it.
Okay, so that means I believe it was Sam, Jay, Dan. So Dan would start this one. It goes to the person after you. So Dan, you get to start. I think almost every time you come up, it's been with one strike. Mm-hmm. As the last person.
Yeah. So who helped the most?
What rookie stock rose the most post-draft?
Fields.
Fields is on there with 3.
Waddle. Carter.
Carter, 5, yes.
St. Brown
is on there, but only with 1, and he didn't make the top 10. I'm not on there. I'm sorry. He was named, but only once, so he's not on the top 10. So that's an
okay.
2 strikes. I would have thought he might have made that too. I thought that was a good guess. Number 1 answer is still on the board.
Harris
did not. He made it. He got 1 response, but he did not make the top 10. So that goes to Sam.
Okay, I need some time to rethink my answers because that was my circled and bold choice for number 1 too. I'm gonna go Rashad Bateman.
I think so many people assumed he was going to Pittsburgh that they didn't put him down as an answer for this because it didn't raise him. I'm sorry. What was your answer?
Bateman.
He was the top on the fell.
I know. That's why you're asking.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I do. I have heard a lot of people say it doesn't hurt him as much as people think, but I don't know that many people think it made him rise. But you got three strikes, so you still get two more.
Could Trevor Lawrence have risen any higher? I guess that's a no.
Jay told me I have to answer that way, so. So one more.
Who rose the most? Nico Collins?
Nico Collins had one response, but that's not in the top 10. So, So did Jay's strategy work? If Jay can get one of these answers, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 still on there, then Jay takes the points and the game. If he does not, it goes to Dan. I don't believe Sam got any right. So it goes to Dan, and Dan would win the game and the night. Definitely still play the name game anyway.
Can you tell me the answers that were said already? Because I got a name.
But yeah, that's sure fine. Because if this was Family Feud, you'd be able to see them. So Trey Lance with 9. Michael Carter with 5. Justin Fields with 3. Pitts with 3. And that is it. And the top answer is actually still on the board.
Mr. Sermon.
Was the number one answer with 22 people saying it.
I don't understand how you can be the top riser when you go to a 6 running back committee.
San Francisco, man.
Drafted, yeah, and he's getting drafted in the end of the first round sometimes. Right. No one was doing that.
No less.
Well, and the reason that people like him a lot is him and Mitchell are the only two guys that are on the roster next year for running backs. They don't have a first round. Who was it? Herms was the one that's been saying this all along that Justin from 14P was the one that was saying it. They don't have a first round draft pick next year. Those are the only two guys that are on the roster. So Sermon may not be this year, but Sermon's somebody to target long term.
Okay. All right. Well, at least we kept Dan from sweeping the night.
Yeah. Okay. So I am taking that bathroom break. I just timestamped it. If any of you guys want to go or get a drink or something, I'll be right back. Okay, so we're at 1 game Dan, 1 game Jay, 0 for Sam, but you can tie it up here and make me have to come up with a tiebreaker. There's no picking games. We're down to the name game, and I'm going to attempt to stumble through the explanation that we do every episode. For anybody who doesn't know the name game, there's a theme. In this case, it will be famous actors or actresses. And there will be majoritively film. I think they're pretty much all film actors or actresses. And I will give a clue to the actor or actress. I'm just going to say actor from now on. I apologize to all women actresses out there. But it's quicker that way. I will give a clue to the
actor. Will there be, just to clarify, will there be male and female or just male?
There are male and female in
here. Okay, just wanted to clarify.
Yes, so I give a clue to the actor, which in this case, the way we're going to do it is I am going to give a movie that they were prominently featured in, and along with, again, the conference and division of the NFL player. So the name of the actor will overlap or flow into the name of the player or vice versa. And again, it's at least one syllable overlap, not just the last letter of the person's name. And so that'll be the answer. Like the last, I think last episode we had cartoons and one of them was Pika Chuba Hubbard. So it would be something
that was
like
a good one. I give you credit on that one.
Thanks. Like that. And again, whichever I say first is what comes first in the answer. So if I say conference and division, it's the player first. If I say the movie, it's the actor first. And like Family Feud, you use your name as a buzzer. Whoever goes in first gets to answer. And you can get up to 2 hints. You all have to agree to take the hint. If somebody doesn't want to and wants to keep waiting, we don't do the hint. And the hint for the actor will just be another movie that I think I tried to use easier ones for all the second hints. And the hint for the player is just the team that they are on rather than just the conference or division.
Okay.
So if you do no hints, you get 3 points. If it takes one hint, you get 2 points for it and you get it right. And two hints, you get 1 point. Okay. Everybody got it?
Still?
Okay, we'll go to our first one. Yep. Again, it's what takes, like Family Feud, it takes a lot longer to explain than it actually does to actually do it. Right. Yeah. So the first one is NFC West wide receiver and Pulp Fiction.
Dan.
Yes.
Debo Samuel L. Jackson.
Yes, that's correct.
Nice one.
So, yeah, there are occasionally full name overlaps as well.
That was at least one syllable, so, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something that rhymed with Travolta and couldn't. Yeah,
and I had mentioned it to the guys before the show. I feel a bit because Sam's only 26. I'm 44. And one of these ought to be fairly well-known people too, which I think means they kind of been around a while. So I feel like a lot of these references are going to be 90s, 2000s references that I don't know how well Sam knows. So I apologize, Sam.
Okay. I know Pulp Fiction. It's one of my favorite movies.
I figured you would know Pulp Fiction. Yeah. Some of the other ones I'm not as sure. But anyway. The next one, The Devil Wears Prada and NFC North running back. And for the people listening at home, Sam just threw up his hands. I'm not even sure how well I can't tell by their faces if the other guys know this.
My wife has watched it like 15,000 times, but what's her name?
Not married, no significant relationships. Never watched the movie.
And what was the division again?
NFC North running back. I thought this was one of the tougher ones just because this person doesn't have a lot of super popular movies that I could give, but I liked the combination of the two names. And again, like I said, if you all agree, you can get a hint on either the actor or actress or the player. Or both eventually. Sam's just like, I'm waiting for the next one because I have no freaking clue.
Got it about right there. Got it about right. My pen is down.
I generally tried to make the second movie a little easier. I'm not sure you'll even know that one either, though. But
so the movie was first, right?
Correct.
Movie, okay.
And again, if you guys want to go with the hint, let me know.
Okay. Yes. Aniston Garner. I'll just start naming people. You tell me when I'm right.
I can only think of one of their names. I could see her in my mind and I can't think of her name.
Which if nobody can think of her name, we might end up getting a zero. I can't read Dan. I have no idea if he has any clue or not.
I don't.
Do you guys want a hint?
Yeah, let's take a hint. I'm good with that. Dan, Sam, you guys good with that?
Which I assume the actor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's going to help or not because I feel like Jay knows who it is but just doesn't know the name. But The Princess Diaries is the other movie.
Okay. So I do know this and I got to just make it work. And it was running NFC North running back, correct?
Correct. And Sam still has no freaking clue. I can just see it on his face.
I know the actress.
I actually saw The Princess Diaries once, but it hasn't been in years.
So you don't remember the name of the actress?
No, I do not. So we're back where we started.
Well, it's still only one question. I have 8 of these in total, so there's time to make up ground.
Oh, boy.
And some of these I think you'll know more than that. This was, I think, one of the hardest ones, especially for someone in their 20s. That was.
All right, I'm going to guess. See, I don't want to give them the actress. Okay, yeah, I'm going to guess.
Okay.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah.
Anne Hathaway, J. Dillon.
Yes.
Boom.
Took us a while to get there, but we got it. So you get 2 points for that one because we needed a hint. And Dan got 3 points for the first one, so it's 3-2.
Princess Bride's like my wife's one of her favorite movies. So.
Okay, so we'll do the next one.
The Wait, was it Princess? Was it Princess Bride or
Princess Diaries? I was just going to let that go.
Looks like you don't even know your wife's favorite movies.
No, I know. Hey, how many of these have you got right?
Princess Bride is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
I love that movie. But that's a great movie. The next one, The Hangover, an NFC West wide receiver.
Oh God!
Please tell me you know The Hangover, Sam.
Yes, of course.
Jay.
Jay.
You said NFC West wide receiver, right?
Correct.
Bradley Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
Oh,
Bradley Cooper Kupp.
That's a good one. Yeah. I was thinking Bradley Cooper in my mind.
Was like, what would work with Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah, and then I had Ed Helms. Then I had Ed Helms, and we'll just go with Bradley Cooper. He's the most popular one. That makes sense.
Yeah. This one, unfortunately, I feel like might be also a little tougher for Sam, but
that's fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, Jay.
Breaking my heart, Rocky.
NFC West quarterback and Cruel Intentions.
What?
I have a movie, but I can't think.
See, at least Devil Wears Prada, I'd heard of.
Cruel Intentions was, I thought, pretty well known. I'm pretty sure you'll have heard of the second movie if we had to get to that. And I don't know if you would have seen it, but Cruel Intentions is, I think, like 98 or 99. So, yeah, that was.
I was four.
I have a guess, but I don't know if he's in it or not.
You can always go with the hint if none of you are sure.
Yes, please go with the hint.
You got to all agree, though.
All right, Dan.
Sorry, the movie go first or the quarter or the
player? The quarterback went first. NFC West quarterback and Cruel Intentions.
Oh, that changes it for me.
You are familiar with Cruel Intentions, Dan, or no?
Yeah, no, I know the movie.
Okay. Because I know you're all younger than me, and that one was.
I know the 90s. Movie. Yeah. I'm
fairly certain you. So I may be telling you which hint to take, but I'm fairly certain you will all know the other movie, at least know it.
Mm-hmm.
And man, have a decent idea of the person in it.
My buddy would be so good at this. He's a cinephile, he sees everything. I, on the other hand, don't see many movies.
Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Kyler Maurice Witherspoon.
Yes.
Nice job, Dan.
I was stretching. So Dan,
yeah, was that one was I thought was maybe a little poetic. Like the second movie was Legally Blonde. Would you have known that?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, as soon as it would have come, I would have known the actress at least.
Yeah. So I figured you would get on the second one.
Nice job, Dan.
Dan's up 6-5. It's looking like we may not have a tie, Sam. Sorry. I apologize. This wasn't the best theme for you tonight, but so the next one, NFC East wide receiver.
Oh, and, hold on. I lost my division list. Sorry.
And remember the Titans.
NFC East wide receiver.
And the receiver went first?
Receiver went first. And I'm actually trying to remain quiet during the dead air for the most part because we're already long and I want to give Russ chances to cut parts out. So, at least this time everyone knows the movie.
The NFC East wide receiver went first, right?
Correct.
Okay.
All NFC East guys here, too. Always the hint option.
I'm good with the hint if you guys are.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Go with the movie or you want to go with the team? Let's mix it up. Let's go with the team.
Let's go with the team.
I want the team.
Washington football team.
Jay. Antonio Gandy Gold Denzel Washington.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, that's a good one. I was trying to figure out ways to go with Denzel and McLaurin in my head, and just nothing was coming up.
So it's 7 Jay, 6 Dan. Jay's actually gotten more right, but needed hints for two of them. And yeah, so we have three left, which means Sam would pretty much need to run the table.
You can try.
At least you don't have. You may not have to come up with a tiebreaker. It could happen. It could happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next one. I'm rooting for you, Sam. Except I'm really not, because I don't want to do a tiebreaker. AFC North running back and Raiders of the Lost Ark. I did try and make some of these movies easy for you, Sam. I know that one is well before you were born, but I'm sure you
NFC
know
North running back, you said?
AFC North.
Oh, AFC
North. Oh, Jay.
Oh, Jay.
Dude, it's so quick.
Najee Harrison Ford?
Yep.
Man.
Jay has 10, Dan has 6, so it's now impossible for Sam to make the comeback. Sorry, Sam. Dan would need to get the next two in some fashion. Next one. NFC South wide receiver and 7.
Sam. DJ Morgan Freeman.
Yes.
Nice.
Sam on the board. And that actually officially seals the win for Jay, because we only have one left with only 3 points available, and he has a 4-point lead. So Sam just helped you get the win there, Jay.
Sam, are you going to the expo?
I should be.
Okay, well, you beat your first rounds on me for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And that also will give Jay the night with 2-1. So congratulations, Jay. Thanks, I did 8, so we are going to do 8, damn
it. Let's do it.
So we're going to do this last one for fun. And I like this one anyway. So the last one is The Rock and AFC South wide receiver. I'm curious if Sam knows The Rock.
What is The Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think you're missing out, man. It's a great movie. What was the division?
I thought you were naming the actor first.
I knew you were going to think that. The Rock and AFC South wide receiver. I'm not even 100% positive Sam will know the second movie actually on this one.
What is The Rock from?
It's a movie WWE. In the 90s.
Okay.
I can't say who's in it, so.
No, I was asking like what year it was from.
Oh, I think you guys can't Google. You shouldn't be Googling, but I can Google it.
AFC South, right?
And
it can't just show
me a whole bunch of The Rock. It showed me I Googled The Rock movie, but then it just showed me a whole bunch of movies with Dwayne Thompson.
Which is my thought process. Oh, the
1996. So what that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
You were one?
Yeah, I was one. Yeah. I really don't.
Honestly, it was hard to come up with super popular movies with this guy. Well, yeah, I think he's a well enough known actor, but there wasn't like major, easily known movies I could come up with for this guy.
I'm not a huge movie guy from before my own time, and that sounds really bad. Like, I'll watch cult classics and stuff like that. Like, my buddy like drags me to watch all sorts of stuff. Like I said, he's a cinephile, but I don't know. I'm more interested in stuff that, like, you know, is more from this time. Mm-hmm. That sounds bad. It just makes me sound uncultured. But
that's fine. Yeah,
I am only 26. I haven't really gotten the chance to like settle down. Like I'm not the type to sit in and watch a movie at night. I'd rather go out. Like, I'm young enough to where I still want to, you know, go out. So, I don't know.
It's funny though, for when you get to be my age, for a lot of those years, you don't get to watch movies anyway, unless they're like the SpongeBob movie or something. So
yeah, I mean, once you have kids, I guess
Bubble Guppies, Paw Patrol, yeah,
exactly.
First,
I see what my sister does with her kids, and you know, they're always watching Mickey Mouse and you know, stuff like that, and they're 6 and 4, so
yeah, a lot of Dora the Explorer.
Mm-hmm. Peppa Pig.
Yes. Oh, Peppa Pig was big in my house.
My daughter watched Peppa Pig so much, she pronounced George George with an English accent until awesome. She was probably a good 3-4 years old. And she said, Zebra.
I have kids that are 18 and 20, and I remember them watching Blue's Clues. I don't know if
they have a new version now that my son loves. It's called Blue's Clues and You that my son goes nuts for. My daughter turns five on Sunday, and then I have a 2-year-old.
Was Steve the guy?
Steve, yes. Yeah, and then his brother Joe took over.
And now it's some other guy. I can't remember his name.
What happened?
He went bald. That's why they kicked him off the show.
Steve went to college. That was how they explained it on the show. And the Wiggles was another big one.
It was the receiver first and then the movie title.
Dan's like, get back to the damn game. the Rock and AFC South wide receiver. So, yes, movie first.
Oh, crap. First. I was doing it backwards.
I think it's the second time Jay's done that.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And yet he won the game.
I'm content with that. I got one right at least.
I'm happy for you.
I think I got it. Yeah, Jay.
Jay.
I think he's in this movie. I'm going to feel really dumb if he's not. Nicholas KJ Brown.
Yes. I liked that one. Nicholas KJ Brown.
I like it. I was
you couldn't pick National Treasure, Rocky.
I did think of National Treasure. I wasn't sure if that's close to more your time, I guess. It's later.
And one of the cult classics that I would have definitely known with.
The other movie I actually had wasn't even National Treasure. It was Con Air. Have you ever seen Con Air?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
He's so probably would know the gif of Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Beautiful mane of hair blowing in the wind.
a little before me.
So Jay ran away with the name game there. So yes, 13-6-3. It was close for a little while, but Jay takes the night, 2-1. Congratulations, Jay.
Thank you. The only Giants fan on the pod.
I know we let the Giants fan win.
Just like Super Bowl 42 came, it looked good, but came from behind and came out on top. So.
Yeah, Dan started out strong, but then trailed off there towards the end.
You should enjoy the win. He's not going to see much of him this year.
Yeah, you stole my joke.
Okay, so Jay, again, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
I want to thank all you guys for coming on. I want to go around real fast. Just let let everybody know where they can find you, give your Twitter handle, plug anything you want to plug. So, Jay, you won. You get to start.
Yeah, so you can find me on Twitter at GMNJ. I do co-host a show with the wonderful Mr. Dan Turner every other Thursday, at least for the off-season. It's called A Podcast with Upside. We have a Twitter account for that as well. It's at Pod with Upside. We've had some really great guests lately. We had Scott Fish. We have the one and only Cooter Doodle next week. We've got the Ball Blast Girls coming up. We've got Rum Boys Cal. Robbie. What's that? Yeah, we got Cal. Oh. From Dynasty Vipers and DLF. We've got a bunch of people coming up. It's a
Victoria's coming on too.
Yep, Victoria Geary. So we've got some really great guests coming up. We've had some awesome ones previously. Jake Seeley came on, Sal Leto, Troy King. So we've had a lot of fun on that. I'll let Dan talk for himself, but I also write for Roto Underworld. And I am, as I said earlier, the director of stuff/things. For Front Yard Fantasy, I basically do a lot of behind the scenes stuff, booking guests, creating graphics, stuff like that.
Okay, great. Dan, why don't you go next?
Well, pretty much what Jay said. You know, I have also Pod Upside and also write for Roto Underworld. I also have Dynasty Devi and IDP rankings over at Fantasy Pros if you want to go check them out. I'm also co-owning a IDP team with that guy down there. He's the only guy on Twitter that apparently likes IDP. That I talk to.
Yeah, so. I don't.
Definitely not me. No. You want to give everybody your Twitter handle, Dan, in case someone.
Yes, it's at EagleDanFF.
And Sam, why don't you finish us off?
And you guys can find me at Swagman95. You can also find me at The Show FF, my podcast that I host. We just had Steffi Smalls and Victoria Geary on there on Friday. We had Ian Hartzeitz on Wednesday. We have Derek Brown tomorrow from FTN. And then we have one of the football guys, staffers, Justin Hill, coming on in a couple of weeks as well. That was great. I do not currently have a writing team. I just got a DM that may change that, but I do video content for 14 personnel. I co-host the ADP report with our buddy Shane Barrett over there. And I also write Eagles stuff for Fourth and John. And I also co-host a IDP team with this gentleman above me as well. I handle the offensive side. He handles the defensive side. And I think it'll work out really well.
And real quick, shout out to Herms for making not only yes. your theme, but our theme for our show. Nice. Herms, follow him. Herms NFL.
He's just a wonderful guy.
Man, dude. Your theme is awesome.
Oh, Mike. I listened to your guys' theme, and it's great. And I really have to shout out Herms because that theme has, like, become ingrained. My friends love it. My parents love it. Everyone on Twitter loves it. You know, please go check out Herms at Herms NFL. He is a great human being. You know, is just a very
kind. He knows football. He's a fantastic
yes, he is chief editor and understander of stuff at the lateral.
He is hilarious. He's a great person. He knows his stuff. We love you, Herms.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's great stuff. Again, thank you all for playing. That'll do it for tonight. Until next time, when apparently I will be hosting forever in perpetuity on the show now. Good night, everybody.
Night.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, with the dummies. Dynasty Game Night, Game Night. Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night.